So here we are, and it's Monday night, and it's 8 o'clock on, and so that must mean it's about 5 p.m. out there, and this is The Journey 8, and I am Reverend Hosner, and I am the salt of salt and pepper of the Christian radio show, but pepper against my good knowledge, has taken the night off. I know I said on the last show that Peppa wasn't supposed to have a vacation, that Ellen had asked me, and I gave in. But never fear, I have a trusty sidekick by the name of Kay. Say hello, Kay.
Hello, Kay.
Hello, Kay. She's going to sit in for Peppa. She's not a Peppa. But she can pretend, right? You can pretend to be Peppa.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Now, tonight is kind of strange. Why should that be different than any other show we do, right? Before I start, this show is unofficially, officially, and side officially attached to my church.
Ah.
My church being the Life's Journey, United Church of Christ in Burlington, North Carolina. Yes, that's us. Anyway, so that was a guy by the name of, and all you know him, Chris Tomlin. And whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear?
Nobody.
That's right. You shouldn't fear anything or anybody. And I have a few announcements. And my cat is also here in the studio. She made her way down here. So if you hear a little meow, meow, that's her. That's Bits. I'm training her so that I can make $1 million. No. So let's move through some ever popular, not so popular, I'm so tired of saying this announcement. The website is looking very nice. However, and I think there's some website people out there. You could help me with this. You could really help me understand this. And maybe my mind would not be so discombobulated. By the way, if you do want to call in and talk to me, the phone number is free. It's 888-627-6008. And here it is. Somehow, like I said in the last show, the people who had my website don't want to give up the whatever thingies to make the new people talk. I don't know. DNS something or another's. Anyway, The email... Please don't think that I have ignored you these past week and a half. My email has been down. The Rev Judy at the Journey 8 has been down. And that is because after an hour and a half of talking to them today, they don't know why.
How bizarre.
Yeah, they're going to act bizarre. We're talking bizarre. We're talking an hour and a half. I sat in my car in a parking lot. Because it was safe for me to pull over and do so.
Mm.
And talk to these people who transferred me 187 times to tell me we're not sure. But they're working on it.
Hey, Rev, I could have told you that for free.
And it would have taken you an hour and a half, would it?
No, I don't know.
Again, what the heck is this? Anyway, so... I feel like a motherless child. Because we're little guys, we have no mucho dollars and many sponsors. I have no wedge, no leverage for these people.
Ah.
Other than to try and fear them with the fact that the wrath of God. But, these people are atheists, I think, so it doesn't matter. I don't know. Anyway, that's unfair.
You should tell them the story about David and the slingshot.
Oh, and how he brought down that big
the little guy.
Yeah. So, whatever. Anyway, I'm not even going to promise you anymore that by next show on the 22nd, I will have happy news for you, because I played this song more for me than for anyone else. Oh, yes, I'm not afraid. They can't scare me. I am going to have a website whether they like it or not. All right. One thing that has come up since last show is that we have been asked and we accepted a gig to do one of our shows from a local park. Now, I thought about this idea, and I said, self, what a great idea.
Great idea.
We're going to broadcast from a park. The theme is going to be, do you believe? Yes, I know, but it's a great theme. And it's a good movie that just came out by the people that made the movie God Is Not Dead. Their newest thing is Do You Believe? Anyway, we're going to do that sometime here shortly. We're going to find a local park that we can park ourselves in. I'm going to get help from my trusty engineer at how I do that, how I broadcast from a park, and we're going to have fun with it. We're just going to grab people and ask
gently,
them.
Gently grab people.
Well, yeah, not to be confused with, you know, encroaching on their space. Right. We're going to wave them over and ask them, do you believe? And if so, what are you doing about it? Anyway, that's one thing. That's a good news thing. Smile is behind that little thing. The other thing is, we mentioned last show that we would love to finish my studio so that it doesn't sound so echoey out there in cyberspace. And that costs a lot of money. What is it with a lot of money these days? Everything's a lot of money. Just to build my simple studio, we're being slapped with a $5,000 bill. $5,000 to a retired person that's a minister is a lot of money. So we're going to probably put up a GoFundMe page. And we're going to ask anyone and everyone and any person to put 5 cents in or whatever until we hit the $5,000 mark so I can build this sound booth thing that's supposed to help and get a microphone and stuff that really, you know, what do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Really?
We got 14 listeners now. We should be able to do this, right?
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Anyway, GoFundMe. Now, for the exciting news, next show, which is on the 22nd, because we rotate with Mr. Barber, who I hear is just a, you know, really cool show. I listen to one of them, actually. Next show, we're going to have a lady by the name of Lori Marshall on. And she is really super special, and I've got some of her information and stuff. I don't want to give away too much about what her thing is, but I'll give you a clue. It's called Singing Tree, and I'm going to leave it at that. And she's going to talk about certain things. She's got a book out called Beating the Odds Now, which is 10 steps for teachers to meet the standards and still love what you do. Yeah. And I think we'll probably have 2 or 3 times that we're going to have her, because she's got so much going that I don't think I can fit it all in one show, but we are going to talk about the Singing Tree project for sure. And that's Lori Marshall, and she'll be on next show, the second half of the show, and she's great. And of course, this band that I am so in love with, I can't get enough of this band. And finally, Michael has called me back, and we have connected, and he will be here on August 3rd, which will be right smack dab in the middle of our children's programs. series, whatever you want to call it. And he's going to be here from Will of Titus, and he's going to talk to me about, well, the theme for that night is the creation story still exists. So we're going to see how that all fits in. But he'll be here on August 3rd. I have a couple other people. One of them's a friend of mine who has a band by the name of Screaming By Me is going to be here. I have to get with her again and find out. Oh, Peppa is on line one. Put her on. Where are you?
I am here. How are you?
You stinker. Where are you? You're in Tahiti or something, aren't you?
Well, I'm home, and I'm not feeling too good today, but I'm home, and I wanted to call in and say, hey, I love you, and you sound awesome.
Ah.
And tell Kay I don't mind. Tell Kay I don't mind that she's filling in for me.
Pepper, I love you too, man.
You can only be replaced on a temporary basis.
I'm more like dirty salt.
I just want to let you know that I love you.
Okay. Well, thank you. And finish listening to the show. I think you'll like it.
I will. I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye. All right, you guys. See? She's still alive. So keep listening. She'll come back. They always do, you know.
Hmm.
Anyway. you know, somebody asked me a while back when we started our second year what I thought of being on the radio and how I ever even, you know, got around to this point. And I said, you know, it's wonderful because no one can like see my face when I'm just lost and writing notes back and forth. You know, it's like, help me. No, I really love it. I do. And I hope you all get something out of this show. At least one person makes one step closer to their creator. That's what it's all about. And, you know, I have several things on the plate tonight. I had a really cool message. Worked on it all week. And then life got in the way. So later, I'm going to put that, but right now, I'm going to tell this story again. I told it last week. About a friend of mine that I met, what is now 29 years ago.
Wow.
And 29 years ago, I was living in L.A., living the fast life in L.A., belonged to a large church, and wanted to sing with the church choir. They were awesome. There were like 14 people, but they sounded like 60 people.
Awesome.
I know. We kept saying angels were coming from somewhere in the balcony or whatever. And so here I am wanting to join this choir, but there was one thing standing in my way.
What would that be?
The choir director. The choir director was this very tall woman. I was fun-sized, as I said before. And so I finally conquered my fear, sort of, and went for tryouts, and the rest is history. We are friends still today, 29 years later. But in that interim, she had recorded a cassette, and I told this story last time. And I'm in the process of trying to digitize it and make it, you know, up to date. But the songs on it are awesome. The name of the album, of course, is called All Sides. The person I'm speaking to are about is, of course, my beloved friend Carol Simpson. And I believe we have it queued up. Can we hear All Sides, please?
This is all sides. There's a window right inside of me. There is no part within my heart that God won't recognize. My passion itself, my fears and doubts.
Yeah, all sides. And there are all sides to us. I mean, none of us have, like, perfect everything. I mean, there's a good, bad, and ugly to all of us. My cat is jumping on me.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be on the line. I know she does. Anyway, I was saying, I had this really cool message, and I knew that Peppa was going to stay home tonight, and I thought, this is cool. And then life kind of got in the way, and instead, something else came up. And, you know, one of the nice things about having your own radio show, and maybe nice thing, maybe not for you guys, is that you're allowed to have some flexibility when it comes to what you do on the air or what you say on the air, within reason, obviously. And because this is a Christian radio show, believe it or not, even though we have a lot of fun, there's a serious side to what we do. Sometimes I have to step out and by faith just say, people are going to understand what this message is about, and someone out there, other than the obvious people, is going to be touched by this and move closer to family, to life, and to Christ. And that is our whole goal.
Yep.
Now, tonight, I'm going to take a personal walk down whatever lane it is. And before I say this, I just want to say there isn't a preacher on earth that doesn't have these moments.
Sure.
Minister on earth that doesn't get torn between the personal and the not personal stuff. It's stuff, you know.
Stuff.
Here we go. Most of us have siblings. Some of us are blessed with a sibling or two that are special. I suppose I should interject at this point that I am sure this message will be one that touches some hearts. Some will turn their head and say, yeah, right, if only my sister or brother was that way. And still some will not believe a word spoken, and that's okay.
That's okay.
It is okay. Every preacher has a moment where he or she takes a personal look at life and tries to inspire those in their reach to move past some issue, move closer to God. After all, it is our mission as preachers, our calling in this life, to help you understand the depth and breadth of God's love and to help you reconcile yourself to Him.
Absolutely.
I grew up the youngest girl in a large family, and as such, I was always competing with two brothers, one younger and one older, for my mother's approval, overachieving in school, going to college way too long, and getting into way too much trouble. But after all, it was the 70s, and I was into it up to my neck. Yep, if there was a daredevil act to be attempted, you know this, Kay.
Absolutely.
You've seen some of the pictures.
Ricky race car driver.
Yeah, Ricky race car driver, yes. There I was, standing in line. My life mirrored something like a comic book sometimes. And to this day, I wonder how I managed to survive. In fact, my whole family wonders how I managed to survive. And of course, looking back, I realized that it was all for this later in life ministry that these stunts and crazy life experiences were meant to prepare me for. Crazy experiences they were. During those crazy years and challenging times, I was graced to have a sister who was there, even when it wasn't where she would rather be. We were like Mary and Martha in the Bible. I was running off to be somewhere, and she was steady and strong, being mother, sister, and protector. When her children were born, I was so jazzed to see the injuries from our past being healed and the creation of three new lives. My nephew and nieces have now carried that over to one more generation, and I have five great nephews and nieces, and may I say hi to Chicken Fingers Tori. He was an awesome pitcher for the Diamond Girls softball team. Who loves to slide into home face first? Who does that sound like?
Reverend me? Hosner.
Don't ask me why. She seems rather dangerous to me. But hey, I was a catcher who hated to wear a mask.
Oh, God.
Oh, what the difference. When I played, and she is awesome. She is awesome to watch. And I'm just awestruck sometimes at someone who is fearless other than me. So, yeah, and she enjoys it, and that's all that matters. The rest of that tribe, second generation Hatches, Caden, Emily, Bryce, and Austin, what a bunch to be proud of. The kids have done well by their mother and, of course, their dad. And so time goes by for both my sister and I. As I realize that life is good, so very good, I also know that we have precious years left to watch this circle grow. And it is growing. They're getting older. I thank God for the grace and love he has shown me through all those crazy times, sad times, uncertain times, because the good times outweigh them by 100-fold. You know, that's what you got to think of. As we've gotten older, I've realized that God has worked quietly and steadfastly in her life. And the beauty of this whole story is that the inspiration I have always gotten from her comes out so clear in my taking this ministry on and telling people every day to live in the moment. It's a lesson that took me many years to understand. We can't change the past. The future isn't here yet. And so focus on what you can change and control this moment. As life would have it, we all grow older. We all face the aches and pains of those not so golden years. Who came up with that term, golden years?
It was a song.
I guess. No matter how well we try to avoid it, no matter how hard we work to stay fit, in that vein, I want to say, the sand in the time bottle is starting to look thin. But that's okay. We are still here and still able to live robustly. I believe it's time to look at all of our lives and ask God to help us mend some relationships.
Amen.
Do you have a neighbor you need to mend a fence with, or a sister or brother to forgive? Now, I'm blessed and know it for my sister Nancy, who loves to love her children and stand by her family, supports me in my ministry unconditionally. By the way, my younger brother Clay isn't so bad either. We all face family crises.
Sure.
We all face them, and we all have times of challenge and fear. But God takes us by the hand and says quietly in our ears, remember, live in the moment. I'll take care of the rest. So to you, Nancy, and all those great sisters out there, know the gift of compassion is a tremendous one, and God has blessed you with it, and it leaves an ever-present mark on the lives you touch. And as Scripture says, be not afraid of anything, for if God is for us, who can be against us?
Who?
Who? As the song says. I shared this message with all of you, hopefully, to inspire just one of you to stop for a moment. Slow down that Beamer or that Mercedes-Benz or that whatever car.
Scooter.
Scooter? That's the name of my other cat. And remember a sister or brother you haven't talked to or seen for a while. And try to extend the hand of Christ's love across the barrier. It might surprise you that maybe they've been waiting for you. So there. You know, we usually try and keep this show not to be a Bible-thumping, you're-going-to-hell kind of show. Because you can turn into 150 other stations and get that. We try to make this show encouraging, no matter what the topic is. And we try to get you to understand that there's always reconciliation. Don't give up.
Powerful stuff, forgiveness and reconciliation.
Well, you know, they say forgiveness is more for you than the person you're forgiving. And it is, because forgiveness for the person on the other side is a quick thing. Oh, you forgave me. Thanks. Forgiveness for you is a process. You got to work through the anger, the pain, all those to get to the point where you say, I'm ready to forgive Sam or Joe or Fred.
And it usually takes God's help.
It takes a lot of God's help. And in some cases, it takes a miracle to move you. Not you. I'm not talking about you.
Well,
I mean, Sandy Pepper, I wouldn't talk about you that way. But if you only knew how stubborn Sandy Pepper was. I choose those to surround me that are that way.
That's okay. Balaam's ass, God used. Hello.
You know, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. My mind just went totally blank because I'm trying to type and talk at the same time. I cannot do two things. I only have two neurons, one synapse. I can only think of one thing at a time. The rest of brain
you
cells
pat your head and rub your tummy.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for my sister and those who may be facing something or may not, or, this is the group that I'm so in love with called Will of Titus. I love these people. They're going to be here August 3rd. And nothing's impossible. We don't have nothing's impossible. Oh, my gosh. Which Will of Titus songs do we have? I'm talking to my engineer. Is this great or what? I love this. We have Inspire Me. Okay. Sleep Well. Okay. Aww. Okay. Well, here we go. Then, fine. And the list goes on. I'm laughing because it was coming on my screen, but I'm sorry. That's all I have for today. Okay, can you throw me up? No, well, that's not a good term. Inspire me. And my cat's climbing off the wall. Okay.
It's
Awesome group or what?
They're wonderful.
I'm so in love with this group. I can't even tell you. I don't know why. I hear thousands of songs. You know what my iPod looks like.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. And this, see, my cat even likes him.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. She's got good taste. Her name is Bits.
Bits approved.
Yes. It's a Bits approved song. Yes. Choom stamp. We kind of took a little detour today, and we walked down a different road. Kay's going to try and scurry my cat out. She's very shy and won't follow her. Ah! God works in many strange ways, doesn't he? I can't even tell you how. Let's try this. Nope, didn't work. Oh, it didn't work. She's afraid of the air can, if you're wondering what that is. Those are our cheap sound effects. We can't afford anything else. But I hear some of the biggest radio stations started this way.
Really?
You think?
Huh.
I mean, you never know who's listening.
That's
true.
It
could be somebody who's got $4 or $5.
Or 4 or 5 cents.
Or even 4 or 5 cents, you know? So, you know, the whole theme of today, other than, you know, being brave and all that stuff, is building bridges, trying to reconnect with maybe somebody you haven't been connected with for a while, reestablish, reaffirm, you know, relationships with not just family, but, you know, anyone who you've felt distant with, because the whole thing about this God thing is that we're put on the earth not to be solitary, not to be alone, and not to be without that connection, that fellowship with one another. And, you know, I look at some of my friends, like I said, Carol's been a friend of mine for 29 years. I have some friends going back to the Detroit days that have been friends 30 and 40 years.
My goodness.
I know. And they're still alive, too. And they were the ones that were the craziest with me. Hello, Kim and Terry and all y'all down there. So here's the deal. And you came up with something really cool, and I want you to read it, not me. And it's about bridges.
Okay, Reverend Hosner. You know, I was reading a Time magazine article where Maya Angelou was being interviewed in 1985, and Maya Angelou said, and I quote, "What I would really like said about me is that I dared to love. By love, I mean that condition in the human spirit so profound, it encourages us to develop courage and build bridges, and then to trust those bridges and cross them. And then in attempts to reach other human beings, that's what I want my life to be."
See, and that's so cool, because how many of you, like me, like to race across the bridge before it's even finished? And then realize as you're coming close to the end that there's a slight drop off. And your brakes have failed.
They're called ramps.
Yes. And I've been there a couple times where, you know, I've ran out of bridge before I've ran out of speed. And sometimes I still go at the speed of light. And it's called ADHD, ABCD, OCD.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Dory.
My name's Dory. Get out of here. So anyway, we have this, I don't know, mantra, I guess you could say, of just trying to chill, trying to get you to understand that it's not, I know it's not the worst thing in the world for you to open up and kind of make that connection. And if you need help making that connection, I promise you, I will answer your email. They are supposed to get it up within the next couple hours here, actually, hopefully. And if you can't get an answer by tomorrow or the next day from an email that you have sent me in the last couple weeks, then please follow up on a special email that I have set up to bridge, speaking of bridges, I don't want anyone to get lost in the fray. And that email address is revjudy@mail.com. Now that's pretty easy, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And that'll be my temporary bridge until Rev Judy at the Journey 8, plagued with many a problem. Testing my patience and faith in God comes up and is running. I feel like Lot right now. Or Job, or one of those guys.
Job.
You think? Yeah. I just can't get it. If there are any unemployed website people that can give me an answer, please send me an email. As to why these people can't get my website and email right. I will bless you twice.
Or if you're employed.
Even if you... I have no money to give you, but I'll play your song or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not discriminate against the employed people.
I know. I don't want to do that, even though I'm not anymore.
Well, you know.
What do they call it?
You work for God.
Profit free. I work for God. Yes. And he's a lousy employer.
Benefits are great, though.
Benefits are great somewhere down the line. All right. I have one more song from Carol I want you all to hear. And I think, let me see. Yes, it's For Those Tears I Died. It's a song originally written by Marcia Stevens. And if we have it, let's play.
When in darkness you cry, and I scroll to remind you that for those tears I die.
All right. Can you see those seagulls just flying by and leaving presents on your hood? No. All right. So that is pretty much our show tonight. And I hope somebody got something out of it. And for all you out there, I'm going to close. And do you got something to say, Kay?
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. You're going to come back, right?
Whenever you'll let me.
All right. Grace and peace, and we're done. Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hasner.